The United States Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. We get details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also Wednesday, Iran announced a further scaling back of its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal with the world powers. President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech that the move involves development of centrifuges and will take place starting Friday. After 2 days of an onslaught by Hurricane Dorian, at least 7 people are dead, thousands are homeless in the Bahamas. AP Shelley Adler reports that the Bahamian Americans in South Florida have set up a donation drive for them.
This is the story of resilience of a community.
Ken Russell, one of Miami's city commissioners, on what residents in South Florida who have relatives in the Bahamas are doing with extra food and water they no longer need.
They started getting together, the local churches, the local businesses, and those churches, in addition to our fire stations, have been flooded with the generosity of the city of Miami.
All supplies, including boxes of diapers, will be flown to the devastated islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is VOA News. Dorian is gradually moving toward the U.S. coast, aiming for the Carolinas. There are large-scale evacuations taking place in both states. Pope Francis is asking for prayers for hurricane victims. AP correspondent Walter Radcliffe.
Pope Francis is urging prayers for victims of Hurricane Dorian, saying they're suffering from the loss of their homes and their lives. Francis made the appeal in brief remarks to journalists traveling aboard the papal plane to Mozambique at the start of a three-nation visit to southern Africa. Francis urged the journalists to pray for all those in the Bahamas, which suffered the most powerful storm in its history. Dorian flooded homes, hospitals, and airports and made roads impassable. The full scope of the damage is still unknown. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And Pope Francis was met by thousands of excited Mozambicans Wednesday, including the president, as he began his first papal visit to the southern African country. The pontiff says that he brings a message of peace to the war-ravaged nation. In a recorded message released ahead of his arrival, the Pope addressed Mozambicans in the nation's dominant language, Portuguese. The Pentagon has signed off on using military construction project funding to pay for President Trump's southern border wall. More from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Defense Chief Mark Esper has approved deferring 127 projects, freeing up $3.6 billion to fund the border wall. The Pentagon's not immediately saying which projects will be affected, only that they're both in the U.S. and overseas and will not affect housing or critical infrastructure. While officials say the projects are not being canceled, there's no guarantee Congress will refund them. Lawmakers refused earlier this year to approve nearly $6 billion for the wall and will now have to decide if they'll replace any of the military construction money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State terror group is facing new charges and the possibility of life behind bars. U.S. Justice Department officials filed a new 5-count indictment against 43-year-old Ruslan Muratovich in federal court. The indictment charges him with conspiracy to provide material support to IS, providing IS personnel training, expert advice and weapons, receiving military-type training from IS, and obstruction of justice. If convicted of all the additional charges, he could face a life sentence. The World Economic Forum on Africa opened Wednesday in Cape Town, South Africa, but leaders from Nigeria, Rwanda, Malawi, and the Democratic Republic of Congo have declined to send delegations. South Africa has been racked over the past few days by anti-immigrant violence. South African police have reported at least 5 people killed, more than 110 arrested, and rioting in a group. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.